Welcome to Lagniappe, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. A collection of talented musicians will be taking part in the Marjorie Strickland Emerging Artist Competition coming up this weekend. Joining me for a discussion of the event is Assistant Conductor of the Monroe Symphony Orchestra, Jason Reinhardt, and the event's namesake, Marjorie Strickland. Thank you for being here. And Jason, let's start with you. The competition, it showcases many talented local musicians. Tell us a little bit about the background of this competition. How it was created and came about?
Well, it's a longstanding tradition of the Monroe Symphony Orchestra and the Monroe Symphony League, and it's a collaboration event, and it's to bring together all the young musicians, young artists across the state of Louisiana. They have to live in Louisiana currently and study with somebody currently in Louisiana, and a lot of orchestras around the country have young artist competitions, and I think we wanted to be included in that. And Marjorie here was the person that organized it forever. And, you know, a couple years ago, we decided that she was worthy of the name, the Marjorie Strickland Young Emerging Artist Competition. And so we put her name on top of it because she was so crucial to getting it organized and running it.
So Marjorie, for so many years, being the point person, I guess, of bringing this competition together. Well, what is your, or is there a musical background there with you?
Oh, yes.
So that appreciation and enjoyment really transferred into this post.
By profession, I'm a piano teacher, but for 39 years, I was the principal double bass player with the symphony and one of the original members of the orchestra. But my main function in life, I hope, has been to be a music educator. And so I became very interested in promoting this competition. Actually, it was the brainchild of Dr. Richard Worthington. And he began by the first concert where we had young artists, he just selected two or three students from the university to perform with the orchestra. Mm-hmm. And then he decided that that would be a good project for the Monroe Symphony League. And so Eloise Stanhope was the one who actually was the first one who was in charge of this. And then I think for 17 years I did this and enjoyed it very, very much because we're probably the only symphony that includes all of the instruments and four categories. We have piano and strings and voice and instrumentalist. And most symphonies hone in on one thing like piano or voice.
Right.
And we have two categories. The younger one is for ages 12 through high school. The older category is for college freshmen to age 30.
So, yeah, when I was going to say when we talk about emerging artists, we do have that that age, those two divisions within the competition itself. Now, Jason, it's broken down into two rounds, the preliminary and then the final round. Mm-hmm. Who makes up the final round?
The judges, and we have judges that come in from outside of the state, so there's no connection. And they pick four winners from the morning round, which starts at 10:30 in the morning. And they pick one person from the piano, one person from the voice, one person from the string, and one person from the instrumental categories, winds, brass, percussion. And those people all from the young artist and the older artist, and those people put on a recital that begins at 7:30 in the evening. And from those, the judges will actually pick the actual overall winners and then the overall arching winner of everybody who has a chance to perform with the Monroe Symphony Orchestra next season.
Yeah, quite a prize for the overall winner of the contest. And of course, when we talk about the competition, Marjorie, what do you enjoy seeing these local talented artists, these new musicians that are really learning?
Well, it's very encouraging to see that we have so many talented students in Louisiana. And to me, this indicates that they're getting some wonderful instruction from really superior teachers. And this year, we really have a very good balance of instruments. There are three piano, four violins, two cellos, two clarinets, a harp, which we have never had before, a horn, an alto sax, and three sopranos. So all the categories are very well represented.
And, you know, some of the recent winners, we have seen artists from this competition grow into their own with some recent winners.
That's true. Corey Trahan was one of our winners, and I'm sure many of our listeners have heard him in various concerts here and around in the area. And Jason just mentioned that he's singing in Birmingham.
Yeah, he's singing Goro and Madame Butterfly in Birmingham Opera.
But at the present, he is a professor in Thailand. I think this is for a year, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then there is a young man from just south of Shreveport, whose mother I know, she's a piano teacher, and he is the assistant concertmeister of the Cincinnati Symphony. So these are two Louisiana people who have really done well.
Well, Jason, the competition gets underway this Saturday evening at the Emily Lou Biedenhorn Recital Hall. How can someone find out more?
They can call our symphony office at 812-6761. The competition starts at Saturday morning at 10:30, goes to about 4:30. That's free. And then there is a $5 admission fee for the evening recital concert format, which just begins at 7:30 in the Emily Lou Biedenhorn Recital Hall here at ULM.
Marjorie Strickland Emerging Artist Competition gets underway this Saturday here on the campus of ULM. Marjorie Strickland, Jason Reinhardt, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You can hear this and other Landia podcasts by visiting The Listening Room online at kedm.org.